Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. According to a recently released report called Bearing Faith, The Limits of Catholic Healthcare for Women of Color, 52% of black women in Wisconsin give birth at a Catholic hospital.
For some people, that number is alarming, given that Catholic hospitals have ethical religious directives that allow them to deny certain procedures that could be done at non-Catholic institutions.
WUWM's Latoya Dennis spoke with Kira Shepherd, author of the study and director of Columbia Law School's Racial Justice Program at the Public Rights Private Conscience Project, about so-called ERDs and what they mean for women of color.
And they basically say that healthcare providers can't provide certain type of services like contraceptive care, abortion, sterilization, in vitro fertilization, certain treatments for ectopic pregnancies. So there are a number of reproductive healthcare services that healthcare providers working at Catholic hospitals can't provide. And it doesn't matter if the patient asks for these services. It doesn't matter if the healthcare providers, in their judgment, believe that the patient should get these services or what the medical standard of care is. They just simply can't provide these services under the ethical religious directives at Catholic Hospital.
Why does this matter so much?
I always tell the story of Nisha Means. She was a woman who was 18 weeks pregnant. She was in Michigan, living in Michigan at the time, and she was in a lot of pain. She went to the closest hospital in her neighborhood, which happened to be a Catholic hospital, Mercy Health Partners. So with a name like Mercy Health Partners, you wouldn't know that that was necessarily a Catholic hospital. Anyway, she goes there. She's in a lot of pain. They look at her, they diagnose her, and they realize that most likely her fetus was not going to survive, and that she was facing this life-threatening infection called sepsis that caused a lot of pain. But instead of telling her this, or telling her that the fetus wasn't going to survive, or telling her she should go to a different hospital, they just sent her home with an aspirin and told her to come back in 8 weeks for a regular doctor's appointment. So the next day, she was still in a lot of pain. She had a high fever. She was bleeding. She went back to the hospital, and once again, they turned her away. And then it went to the third time that she came when she began to miscarry that they treated her. And she ended up suing the hospital with the help of the ACLU for acting negligently because she was in so much pain, and they didn't tell her what to do. They didn't do the proper medical standard of care at that time, which would have been to evacuate the uterus because the fetus had no chance of surviving, and she was in so much pain, and she was facing life-threatening infection. They just kept on turning her away because they could, at the time, when she kept on coming, the first two times, they detected a fetal heartbeat. So under the ethical and religious directives, that's considered an abortion, so they had to turn her away. Our think tank and a number of other advocacy groups working on this issue think that that type of incident happens a lot to women. They're being discriminated against legally because of the ethical religious directives. And a lot of times when they're women of color, sometimes racial bias comes in as well. So they're really not given the type of treatment and care that they need. Like Tanisha Beans being turned away with just an aspirin when she was in a lot of pain. I think that shows the ERDs taking effect and possibly even some racial bias taking effect, because we know that doctors believe that black women in particular can withstand more pain, so they're not as empathetic to their pain.
Now, how does Wisconsin compare to other states when it comes to the number of Catholic hospitals that we have here?
Out of the 33 states and one territory that we collected data from, Wisconsin displays the highest percentage of births at Catholic hospitals compared to non-Catholic hospitals for all racial groups, but particularly for women of color. In Wisconsin, one in three births to white women is at a Catholic hospital, which is 33%, which is pretty high. But for black women, 52% of births are at Catholic hospitals compared to non-Catholic hospitals. And for Latina women, 45% of births are at Catholic hospitals compared to non-Catholic hospitals. So the ethical religious directives, the right of healthcare providers to refuse care, is particularly high for women of color in Wisconsin.
So what's your goal? What do you want to see come from this? the study and the work that you're doing?
I mean, one, we want to increase public awareness about the ethical religious directives, because there was this one study that showed that 37% of people who actually go to Catholic hospitals don't even realize the Catholic hospital. So they don't even realize these hospitals are bound by the ERDs and they can be refused as care. And a lot of times, even if they realize it's a Catholic hospital, they still don't realize that the Catholic hospital follows these guidelines. So we want to increase public awareness to lead to some type of change in this issue, whether through policy interventions or just more education so people know what they're walking into.
Now, what policies could be put in place that would actually help with this?
Well, right now, there is actually a model bill out that basically says that healthcare providers can't refuse care. And if they do refuse care, then they at least have to give notice of the type of care that they refuse, or they have to refer, at the very least, refer the patient to a hospital that would give them the care they need. And in certain incidents when there's a need for emergency care, they just have to give that emergency care that's needed at the time. Similar bills have been introduced in states, New Mexico, Washington, and Illinois. They have been introduced. Those bills have not been passed. And I think it's a matter of this issue kind of gaining traction and more people talking about it.
Kira Shepherd is director of Columbia Law School's Racial Justice Program at the Public Rights Private Conscience Project. She spoke with WUWM's Latoya Dennis. Shepherd will talk more about the study this evening at an event at the Tippecanoe branch of the Milwaukee Public Library. You'll find more at WUWM.com.